Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening, beautiful people. This is Unclouded, where we strip life down to the truth. Tonight's conversation is not comfortable. Yes, but it is very necessary. Why do most marriages fail? Not the Instagram version, not the wedding day version, not the we just grew apart version. The real reasons. Because marriage doesn't just fall overnight. It cracks slowly. True silence, true pride, true expectations nobody ever discussed. True wounds that never heals. Tonight we're gonna be very, very serious. We're gonna talk about why marriages fail. We are protecting the truth by telling the truth. Yes, it sounds weird. Yeah, we are. If you want to get married, this is for you. If you're married, it's also for you. And if you've been divorced, this is for you also. So let's talk about it. Today, before we go in deep, let's give you a taste of it. What everybody feels marriage is all about. Then we'll be back. It's your girl, Samba.
Oh,
Olufemi, Oremi Alayomini, I will love you forever. You see, people think that is what marriage is all about. But something we fail to realize is being in a marriage is a journey. A journey where you meet different kind of things on your way. And it doesn't stop. You will learn to manage. You will learn to forgive. You will, and most importantly, you will learn to have conversation. Honestly. But listen, it's not just me tonight. I have a special guest in the house. And let him introduce himself. He can do better than I would do. So please, tell our listener what's your name, what you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adewale Omoniyi. I'm a trained data scientist, experienced statistician. I am presently a PhD scholar in health data science.
Wow.
I am an author. I've written so many books, and luckily for me, there's one I'm writing on marriage. It's good to be here. You know, I'm so happy, and thanks for that honor of bringing me to talk about one of the most talked about topic in the world.
Yeah,
you know, the most complex.
Do you think is the most talked about?
Yes, yeah, when I was introducing myself, I introduced myself as a statistician. So I deal a lot with data. You know, like the issue of marriage, you know, has existed ever since, you know, like the world was created. And, you know, when I say the most talked about, you know, it's been there, it's still there, and it's still one of the most complex topic to deal with. And I'm very sure you will know that. If not, we will not be here talking about marriage.
Definitely,
anyway.
Will not be here.
You know, so
he is here to help us unpack the truth from both sides. So let's talk about it. Do you think people marry for the right reasons today, or we're married because we're pressured?
Well, I think Samba, that is the question. That is the main problem, because you're asking the wrong question now. And the reason why I decided to come here today is just to give you answer to this question, you know, from different angle that you never knew existed. You know, we must understand marriage first before we start talking about individuals and all that when it's to marriage. I'm going to use statistics to break down this issue, and I think at the end of the program you now understand where I'm coming from and why, you know, most of this, you know, marriages, why it, you know, it fails. And what will shock you, Samba, is that as we hear today, there are well over 50,000 books on Amazon alone written on marriage, how to make your marriage work and things like that. And again, I want you to know this, that when you signify the intention that you want to get married, if you're a church goer, mosque, the first thing they do is they bring you in, they counsel you. So they try to, like, you know, you learn, you know, before you go into marriage.
Yeah, that is why I'm asking, do people marry for the right reason? Because if you don't know what marriage is all about, you're going to marry for the wrong reason. So it's the same question that brings out what marriage is all about in the first place. Because we all get married because we want to love someone, we want to start having children, we want somebody to live with, to have all the fun with. But do you actually know the meaning of marriage?
Now, if I put the question back to you, Sandra, okay, what is marriage?
That is what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing.
So
people don't know what marriage is, but they go into it because it's something that we met coming into this world. But do our parents, do they even know? Not talk of telling us about the meaning of marriage.
No, they know what marriage is. You know, I can give you the definition of marriage as, you know, like union between, you know, two people. Yeah, but what it entails, that is the main problem. I can assure you, you don't know what it entails. I don't know what it entails, because if you do,
that's why I said it's a journey.
Yeah, so it'll be easy for us to just sit two people down and say, okay, you want to marry, okay, do this, do that, you know, if you do this, if you do that, you know, like, you're going to have successful marriage. Now, what we are saying here is marriage can be likened to you playing lottery. If you play lottery today and you win, you understand, yeah, that doesn't mean you can use that knowledge, you know, to guide me to win. Because there are so many combinations, there are so many factors, you know, that you have to put into consideration.
Yeah, because now, the same answer you get from a lottery today, definitely you're not going to get it again.
Exactly. Now, let me start by saying this, Samba. You see, marriage is not just about love or maybe about, you know, one quality. You understand? When you go to a church, or if I ask you to advise me on marriage now, some of the things you will say is, okay, when you get married, you know, like, make sure you communicate better, you know, make sure you do
be
this,
patient,
you know, you be patient, be open,
be tolerant,
you know. So all those things are just like one thing, you know.
Out of many.
It's not even the number of variables. In statistics, we call it variables here. Number of variables, or maybe you call it attributes, you understand, that one has that determine what will happen in one's marriage. The most important factor here is what we call the interacting effect. You know, how we react. Okay, let me give an example. I have, let's say, there's this thing called acetic acid, you know, maybe vinegar, whatever they call it here. If you look at it, very calm, it's okay, you know. But if you take that and you look at baking soda, you know, they look very calm and very, you know, like, doesn't really, because we use them at home anyway. Try to mix the two together. You see
the
that,
reaction.
You know, the reaction. That is the same thing that we get in marriage. You have two people, you know, with different personalities, values, you know, communicate, you know, communication habits, you know, all these things put together, when you try to fuse them together, there will be reaction. And don't forget, it's not just going to happen once, because like, it's going to be like a continuous thing. So that's the reason why sometimes when you hear things like, okay, in your marriage, just communicate, you know, and make sure you love each other. You see, those ones are not just enough to keep marriage.
Yeah, because communication, when you talk about communicating in a relationship, it's bigger than we think. Because are you communicating with somebody that understands you? Does that person understand what you're communicating? That is another thing.
Samba, life keeps changing.
Definitely.
Okay? You can have career shift, have children, health challenges, pressures here and there.
Even you after know, children, hormone change.
There are marriages that, you know, like, felt so easy at 25.
Yeah.
At 40, you might be facing a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying here is that marriage is a, what do you call it, high-dimensional compatibility problem. Yeah, when I say high-dimensional, I'll break it down.
I like the fact that you're breaking it down, because, you know, the people listening to us are different kind of people. We have young adults, and we have, you know, people that are not deep into education, like,
you see, when I say high-dimensional compatibility problem, because it's got so many variables that are interacting at the same time.
Yeah.
So, if you, marriage is not something you can predict, okay?
No.
Have you not seen people that are, you know, like, when you look at them, when you assess them, you say, oh, this man is a good man. He's got all the qualities, the way he speaks, you understand, he's a very good listener. He doesn't just listen to respond. You understand, he will digest, you know, he can't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You see another woman on the other side, you understand, that's got the same quality. But the moment they come together to live as husband and wife, it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen two great individuals, you know, that you feel, okay, with this kind of relationship, when they are introducing themselves at the early stage of the marriage, you think, oh, these people are going to live together forever. Some don't even last 1 month.
Why do you think that kind of thing do happen when two people come together? They are okay, their behavior is fine, they are gentle, they are fine, but this is uncluttered.
Yeah.
Marriage is not about communication alone.
What about the emotional, the physical, and the rest of...
You see, now, there is one thing that... because I just don't want to treat these things in isolation. That's the reason why I keep bringing them together and telling you, you have to look at the interacting effect of all these, variables combined together. Now, I'll give you an example. The way you absorb something might not be the same way I'm going to absorb it.
Oh, sure.
Okay? The mental state is one important factor. There are some things that you think, oh, why are you angry because of this small thing? To you, it might be small, but for the other person, it might be a big issue.
Yeah.
We've seen ladies that will say, no, I can never share my mind with anybody. Mm-hmm. And we've seen girls that will say, oh, okay, yeah, let me invite my friends, let's have like whatever, with my man. You understand? So people reason, people think, people absorb things differently. Yeah. You can see a man now and call, oh, you are a bastard, use it, and he just smile. You understand? And tomorrow night you can call him and tell him, are you okay? And he will just like,
just
flare. So it's a very complex issue. You understand?
Okay. Let me take you back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's start from the beginning. Do you think men are taught emotional intelligence growing up? Because I always say, yeah, if I'm building my son, I'm building him to be responsible, not just for himself, for his future also. Because I'm talking as an African person, let's go there. Are men taught, emotional intelligence growing up to be able to deal with situations like this? So the women also.
Marriage is not something you teach. Maybe that's one part you don't understand. You see, you have a career. You went to school. Mm-hmm. You studied, just like everybody. Yeah. You understand? The same way we study books, learn about marriage, you go online every day, you share from, people that are experienced, they tell you this and that about marriage. But one thing you should know is that people succeed more in their career than in marriage, right? Yeah. Because their career is just like just you that is involved, okay? But now when you have two people to embark on a journey, on a long-term journey, along this line, we are asking them, you're going to navigate money, work, children, health, personal growth, forget decades. What you will tolerate this year, you understand, you might not have what it takes to tolerate that same thing next year. So what I'm saying here is this. If you really want to deal with marriage, number one is just to let me take it away from statistics now. Assess yourself. What are those qualities you have? What are those things you're looking for in a man?
Sorry, right? I'll still take you back again.
Okay.
You said marriage cannot be taught. Don't forget that we grew up with our parents. And I always say this thing, some of the topic I've picked in the past, about we parents, what we do. Don't forget we live a long time with our parents, seeing what they do, seeing how they relate with them. Why are you saying marriage cannot be taught?
No, okay.
Children growing up with you, you're not getting them prepared for their future. So it cannot be thought like a subject in school. I understand that. But I feel it is the duty of our parents to prepare us for the future. I know, like you said, it's going to go on and on and on and on, your own personal experience. But if we've been told some certain things, I think it might be useful when we get married.
Remember the first day you were coming to the UK, your first experience when you, flew an aeroplane?
Yeah.
Okay. You prepared for everything. There was one particular thing you did not prepare for. No. You were so excited, you wanted to jump on the plane, you were thinking of where you were going. Of all the things that you prepared for, there was one particular thing you did not see coming.
What's that?
Turbulence. You experienced turbulence
for the first time.
For the first time.
When I traveled to France.
Exactly. When you got up there, and you saw the plane shaking, many people react to that differently.
Yeah.
Maybe your first time you thought, oh, Jesus Christ, this is the end of the world. Do you understand? This thing is going to come down. Yeah. That is the same
thing. They get you prepared on the plane. They tell you, we're going to, you know, have turbulence.
Yeah, but
stay in your seat.
But you
have no idea how bad it can be.
It can be.
But
and,
you see, they prepared us. That's what I'm saying.
That's why being prepared. Have you not been in a plane and you see when there is turbulence, you see people, Jesus, you know, it's like they're
I
so
know,
scared.
We react differently.
We react differently. So the same way, I can tell you, yeah, we see the fact that we are talking about marriage now doesn't really make us better at it. We understand, we study, we learn every day, but then we keep making the same mistake because there is this factor which I keep on mentioning, which is the interacting effect of all the variables combined in, you know, when these variables combine, they blow into millions. That is the fact that I'm trying to say. Now, the fact that you, demography matter, you understand, and I'll still come back to that. When you see an Indian, for instance, now, they have like a family tradition. A father can say, okay, you're married to this person, you must not leave that person. That is different. It doesn't really mean that the lady is happy. But because of where she comes from, you understand, she's meant to stay in that marriage to the end of the
world.
That's
in those days. Well, not now anymore.
Well, maybe not now. But yeah. what I'm trying to say tell you is that there are still some kids here that their parents can tell them, do this and they will listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nowadays, all these kids, they don't even have that level of tolerance that we have.
No,
you know, they don't tolerate any small thing, they're out. And because of the way the world is going now, everybody's looking for any small thing, you look for an escape route. You understand? Yeah, this is supposed to be marriage, it's not working, you know, nobody even wants to try. So what I'm saying here is that is the way they perceive things. That is their mental state at that point in time. You know, it's not something that you build in people. How many pastors have you seen, you understand, that's got 2-3 wives? Are you telling me that they don't have what it takes, the emotional tolerance, the communication skill, you know, the money to keep a woman at home? They do. But then something is missing somewhere which they cannot control. That is the reason why marriage becomes a very complex issue. And that's the point I'm trying to make here. I've seen guys that wrote a lot of books on how to have a good marriage. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like writing a book on how to satisfy a woman.
Exactly. And you see them, you see, I'm not trying to, like, when I see two people, you understand, fall out of marriage, I don't condemn, I don't blame, because I know what it takes. Yeah. The fact that I know you as an individual and I know the other person as an individual, individually, they are good, they are perfect people, but they are always together. You know, there are things that we don't see that they do, you understand? Yeah, it's not just all about, you know, cheating. You know, I've not seen a relationship, you know, people go to court to divorce, you know, over, okay, maybe I don't like the eating habit, I don't, over
that's
small thing.
Ridiculous.
Yes, now you look at it as a very small issue, they are minute to you. You understand? They are not enough to break, but
to break a marriage, yeah,
for those
for
people
them, it's
involved,
important.
Is important. I'll give you another example. I know of a guy, they were dating for like, I think, 7-8 years. They started from their university days and they've been living together, you know. But they got married. It was well celebrated. You know, the marriage was really big. But 4 months into the marriage, they went to court. And they said, no, we can't do this. Why? The wife said, okay, like, he's beginning to ask me to be cooking for him and things like that. But these are the things that you've been doing before. Yeah, but she said at will, but not being, you know, like, told to do this or not being told to wake up and
go and cook.
Now, do you say that kind of person is not serious? No, because, like, the body, our body is rejecting that.
That, yeah. Yeah. Now,
we've seen marriages
becoming orphan. It's not like when they were not married, there was no, like, it wasn't like a must thing that you must do, because then they eat out. But now you're living together every day, and she's seen that I have to wake up every day to cook for this man. That became a problem.
You see, the life we live now, I don't want to talk about this. Don't let me go there. You know, what I'm trying to say is the way our brain function, you know, differs.
Different. Right? Yeah.
Now, we, some things that I will do and think, okay, this is normal, might not really be normal to my partner.
Okay, let me ask you, what matters more to men in a marriage, coming from your angle?
You see,
is it respect or love?
Okay, I like that question. I like the question. You see, respect, love, all the things that you mentioned, yeah, has to do with what state I am at that point in time. Now, maybe if I have money, you understand, who care about whether you respect me or whatever? You understand, as a man, you drop money, you go out and things like that. Yeah.
Maybe your culture, because I know some cultures that they don't joke with respect.
Exactly.
Those are the men that are very traditional.
Exactly my point. When we're talking about this list of variables, you understand, where you come from, family
so
background.
So you're talking,
you know,
personally.
So we're talking personally now. Yeah. So personally doesn't really mean, okay, some things I care about some 5-10 years ago, now I don't really, you know, like they're nothing to me.
Maybe growth.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if I wake up, you know, like, I'm hungry. I'm just like, okay, let me. I just want to feel like, I feel like I want to cook something, go downstairs and cook. Some women might not really like it, that, why are you going into my kitchen? Why don't you call me, you know, like, to go and cook
to
for
go
you?
And cook for
and
you.
Things like that, yeah. Well, there are some women that will say, the kitchen is here now, you know, like, just go there and warm
go
up, your,
and
food
warm
and
up
and
your food.
So, people were different. So that's the reason why I keep on saying it's a very complex issue. Now, we have to look at a meeting point whereby we must have a goal.
Are you talking about respect now or love?
I'm talking about everything combined together. Okay? There will be respect. When there is money, there will be love. And when there is love, there is respect. You know?
Say that again.
When you have money, people will respect you now. You know, like, you know.
No, we're talking about your wife now. When you have money, they will respect you. But what was the second thing you said?
No, when you have money, you have respect.
Respect.
Yeah, and love will follow respect, you know.
Yeah.
When you have when you don't have money, yeah, that respect will turn to understanding.
Understanding.
Okay. Yeah. So
for some.
Yeah. See, let me tell you something. it's not.
This is unclouded.
No,
I'm being honest.
You know,
for some people, when you don't have money, you will have understanding. But in these days, where will you not have money, and you will have understanding? I can understand that from my own mom, because I love talking about my mom. She stood by my dad for 26 years when he was on a wheelchair. She was fending for us. That is understanding. That is our mothers in those days. She was only 30 years old. She's 78 now. I'm 48 now. So I met my father on a wheelchair.
Oh, you're 48. Good.
I didn't say that. I'm 30. I met my dad on a wheelchair and she stood by him for another 26 years till he died.
Okay, now somebody let's
so him, that is understanding. So please don't say understanding. Let's be truthful. This is unclouded. Don't say when there is no money there will be understanding.
Okay, now
come on, bro.
Let's move away from academics now. So let's talk real. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk
now,
real.
As a man.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed that most people when they come here? Right, you've been seeing it on TikTok, you know, we're together in Nigeria, they came here and like within few months of coming to the UK, you know, like the breakup and things like that. So
that's happened a lot.
Exactly. Have you really sat down to even ask yourself why? Because in Nigeria, where we come from, yeah, men are seen to be the provider.
Yeah.
Okay. And the way we live our life in Nigeria is, you know, like you go out to provide.
Men are,
you know,
the King Kong.
Exactly. Now, when we come here, okay, men at the initial stage, when they come, they will be looking for, maybe as a banker, you want to, you know, get job in the bank and things like that. So there is every possibility that as a man, you know, you don't get job as quick as your wife. Your wife that has not been working, maybe they has never worked, you know, one day in
now
Nigeria.
She,
you know,
the female
now,
King Kong.
Exactly. Now, so she's the provider.
Yeah.
Now, you cannot, unless you are super rich, you can't be, you know, funding your lifestyle from Nigeria when you're not even working. So by the time you do that for like 6 months, you're done.
We know how far.
Exactly. So now your wife has got a job, you don't have a job. But you are used to a lifestyle whereby when it comes to kitchen, cleaning of, maintaining children and things like that, is the responsibility of the wife.
But
she's got to work now.
Now it's become the responsibility of the man.
No. Man will not do it, and that's the reason why we've been having, you know, some of those issues that we've been having. Now the wife will go to work, come back and meet the husband, whether you're chatting with your friends or you're with the family back home, you know, like maybe at the initial stage the wife might want to take it, but it will get to a point whereby, you know, you feel like, what's going
it's
on
taking
now
a pace.
Yeah, I've been out for the past 12 hours, you still want me
it
to come
it
back
it
home
didn't cook.
Exactly.
You didn't pick up the children from school.
So these
or
are
you
the
pick up the children, you didn't feed them.
These are the little things. And now, as a man, that is where I keep on talking about this, you know, effect. As a man, if you don't have money, some of the things that your wife will do and you just look at it and think, okay, it's a normal thing, becomes a big issue.
But you know what? Even as a man coming from Nigeria, you're not used to things like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now.
It's going to be very difficult to cope. Because as most Nigerian men will think that, oh, she's ordering me around.
Let me give you an example. Yeah, as a man, you're rich, you have money, you understand, you're the provider. Your wife can just call you, oh babe, can you not cook for us today? You just gonna laugh, and you know, like, you want to try it, you go to the kitchen and do it. But if you don't have money and your wife approaches you to say, oh, can you go cook for us,
take it like she's taking a piece,
you understand? Say, ah,
that's disrespectful.
So that is the effect of money, and we're just talking about just one thing.
One thing.
I'm not putting the blame on the woman. As a man yourself, if you don't have money, you start picking up things that are not necessary, things you normally would just overlook when they happen.
Okay, now you're saying, as a man, if you're poor, a woman should understand.
I'm not saying, I never said that. Where did I say that?
No, you said when a man is poor, a woman will understand.
No, that's what that's
he said. He didn't say that. Did you hear that?
No,
he didn't say that.
I didn't say that you understand.
No, you said it becomes understanding.
Yeah,
when a man is poor.
You remember we started from somewhere. I said, when you have money, you have respect.
And so when a woman is doing better than the man, so why is it so hard for the man not to understand? Like a woman being in UK with the husband for the first time, she got a job first, she goes to work, come back home. So why do men feel like they cannot help by cooking, taking up some duties in the house? Why do they feel they can't do it? Why can't they do it? Why is it difficult?
No, it's not difficult. You see, that's the reason why I said you must understand these things. You see, you've gone through some challenges in life, yeah?
Everybody.
Just like everybody.
Yeah.
You know why I call it challenges, yeah? Because it's not me. I was referring to you.
Yeah.
When you're facing issues, you know that's when you understand the difference between challenges and problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same thing. When it's not yours, yeah, you can refer to the other that is going through this. The point I'm trying to make, which you must understand, Samba, is that as a man, maybe you used to and you don't have money.
Yeah.
You react to so many things.
Yeah. Frustration.
Frustration. Mental state. You're disturbed. You get angry unnecessarily. Not that you don't want to do it. Not that you've not been doing it. Now you have to, like, you'll be thinking 1,001 things. Yeah. Things that used to be normal will become a problem at home.
Yeah.
And as a woman as well, you communication, maybe that's where we need to have.
It's always communication.
Yeah. Now you come back and you know that, oh okay, this man, he might be going through this kind of thing, you know. what if I say this, what if I say, how is going to react, you know, because you already stress yourself. Mm-hmm. You're trying to, like, maybe at the initial stage, you know, like, maybe you pick up like a care job at the initial because of the money, you like it. By the time you work for 5 months, you know, you're going to get tired. You're going to be like, going to work now becomes really frustration for you.
Tito said he didn't say that. You're right, bro. You're right, bro.
So that's the point we're trying to, as a man, you must always be a provider. It's only when you provide that you can now reason and think like a normal human being. When you don't have money, see, when you have money, I'm not trying to like compare now. You can be a provider and your wife will still be doing better than you. That's different.
Yeah.
But in a situation whereby, as a man, you have to wait for your wife to come back, you know, okay, want to go and buy milk, my dear, can you put some money in that Mozo account so that I can go buy, you know, milk. When you get to that point as a man, a wife should not expect to see a sane man at home. You should expect everything.
Everything.
Because it's going to pick on everything. And another thing is a family. Now, the family at home, they will never understand. If you ask them for, if you ask that kind of man for money, because he doesn't have money, and he's telling you, okay, yeah, okay.
Why can't they understand? He doesn't have a job.
Hold on. You call me from home. Now, I don't have money. It's only my wife that is working. But that thing is important.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Mumsy, let my wife come. I will talk to her. You understand? And
that's a difficulty for a man to say.
And I'll collect money from her.
Anyways, we're going to come back to that, please. Let's go on a short break. I'm your girl, Samba.
Odogu. This love no Odogu casual. Odogu. Watch your gunna. Odogu special. A rascal. Who fit matches Akalugo? Odogu.
Senke my head.
From Accra to Dubai, I go carry you go. Go there your finger. Surprise, no. I go build you mansion anywhere you want to. One for Lekki, one for Akka. Where kings dey rest, you go relax with swagger. And I'm brassing beer on it, track, boom, knock, boom. I know they toast anyhow. My moves dey rain, you be melody, wake up my war. On the good you to the campy, no good nick a floor. Achalugo. Your name dey beat like talking drum for my soul.
Odogu, Odogu. No, they rush me slow. Odogu, Odogu, body they feel I'm so.
Odogu, no, they rush me. Welcome back to Uncladded. And tonight, I've got a guest, a special guest who's been speaking to you. It's Mr. Omoni. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Does lack of intimacy change a man's behavior in a relationship, in a marriage?
Yes, of course.
Why do you have to think deep?
Well, you see...
You don't know who to speak for. No. You want to speak for yourself or you want to speak for the men?
I'm here as a man, you know, like, so... I'll try as much as possible to, you know, like... Because I speak with a lot of people, you understand, I've got friends and I've got people with issues in their, you know, marriages here and there. And
but let me ask you before we go on that question. What really, you know, gave you that energy or what gave you that love for this kind of issue? Treating marriage issue, I mean, where is it that you were coming from? Is it because you've experienced it or is it because you just love to help people?
Well, you know, talking from my own personal experience, I know I've done things in marriages where I think I'm not really, you know, like in my marriage, you know, that I'm not really proud of.
I wanted to ask, marriage is like how many? No, are you speaking for yourself or you're speaking for, how many are you?
just
because I know you've got lots of friends.
No, I speak, you know, for my friends as well, you know, like, because I know what they go through, okay? And I've heard a lot of stories and I can tell you.
Oh, somebody said he's speaking for us.
Yeah. That's cool. So the point I'm trying to make is men, we will go through a lot.
Sure. Okay.
And that is one thing most women don't understand. You know, as a man, there are some certain things I can't discuss with my wife at home, no matter how close. All right. Maybe it's ego. Maybe it's, you know, where we come from. You understand? There are times you just feel like, okay, there is a problem. You must find a solution to this problem by yourself. And even at home, there are some certain, you know, circumstances that you know that going to tackle it or try to change things, you understand, will make things worse. So it becomes a problem for you because you don't want to react. You don't want to talk. All right. At the end of the day, as you grow, the older you become, the harder it becomes as well. Mostly in this UK, you know, we're not young again. We're not making money as we used to make. You understand? So our lifestyle is changing, you know, bit by bit. You know, things we can do 10 years ago, we can't really do again
and
now.
And also,
you know,
having frustration, not having a physical intimacy at home also. Does that, I mean, is that part of it?
Well, you know, like that physical intimacy, you know, that you talk about, it's, you know, when you grow to a certain level, you, those things are just like, it, not that it's going to die, okay, but there are things you don't really think about.
It becomes lesser.
Yeah, because what you think about, you know, at the early stage of your marriage, you understand, you think, oh yeah, my wife is going to love this and things like that, let me go and get it for, you know, like, let's go on holiday.
No, we're talking about bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going now.
It's not 9 o'clock yet, so I cannot say no, sir. So, because maybe I have to change the timing. When I say physical intimacy,
I know where you're
that room.
You see, physical intimacy.
Because when I ask that question, you have this kind of smile on your face that, no, like, is unclear.
You want me to speak Yoruba?
Say it exactly the way it is.
Okay. How do you expect a man to have erection when you don't have money? You understand?
Yeah, but you can't be suffering the women because you don't have money. Stop it now. You see, everything is separate. Not having money is different, but not giving your woman what he wants, what she wants, is another thing. How would you feel if a woman tells you because she's tired, she's been taking care of the children, can't have,
see,
that?
No, you're asking why. You understand? We do have some of those things. You understand? I'm not saying it's a good thing for you to deprive your wife or whatever. You understand? Yeah. You sleep on the same bed, you cuddle, you do. Those things are normal. But there are times when you just realize that, do you are home, you're together, you're not fighting, but you're drifting apart. Something is fundamentally wrong there. Maybe something that is not, you know, you don't see, you understand? But as a man, you know, okay, you've done this thing and it's putting you to, you know, maybe you are engaging in a kind of business which you didn't tell it, you know, your wife at home, you understand, like,
no, it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out, you understand, and you know that very soon your wife is going to start asking questions, you know, like, you want to deal with, you want to cover up things. That's where sometimes, you know, communication is, you know, is the key. When you mess up and you have a wife,
just say it.
Just come back home, you know, my dear, this is the situation of things, you know, and I've messed up, and, you know, like, yes, it might be hurtful, it might take time to heal, you understand, but you being open will solve most of the problem. But, you know, it's just like we have just 1 hour, so, because we can continue.
So I am still going back.
To,
because me, I know how to bring you back and forth.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Okay.
Lack of intimacy, how does it affect you in your marriage?
In a lot of ways.
Let's hear it.
Because another thing is that no matter
we don't have time.
Okay.
Eat it on the head. How does it affect you?
Yeah, because I won't function well.
You won't function.
Yeah, outside because I want to wake up from my bed, you understand, like energetic and you know.
Do you
like
cheat?
What is cheat?
Ah, me.
No, I don't understand, you know, like.
Do you do side cheeks? Do you have side cheeks? Because if at home you're not getting intimacy.
I never said I'm not getting intimacy at home.
If. Tito, I said if.
Yeah, then let's wait till that time now and let's see how I'm going to react.
Okay, it's never happened. But you said it doesn't make you feel comfortable.
No, I never said that. You know, like
I've heard a lot about you. I never said that tonight.
No, because
can you please, you know, try to write it down? But maybe you should record it so that we'll play it again. I never said that.
See, the thing is, I know what I said on here, okay? And
okay, Tito said on that he needs to speak for himself. You're a very wicked person, though.
Okay, now
you're your own now.
Now I'll speak for myself.
Okay,
but I need to, just like we're talking marriage, you understand, like okay, the issue why we have a problem with marriage is that we don't really understand the concept, you understand. Mm-hmm. What is marriage about? So you mentioned another time, now you call it cheat. Yeah, I don't know if probably this is the first time I'm hearing that anyway. So I need somebody to break it down.
Bro, listen, this is unclouded. You see, me, I can't pretend on my program. Because I don't pretend even outside it. You know what cheat is, bro. Stop.
Tell me now.
Cheating. You don't know what cheating is. Okay, you don't know what side chick is.
Go to toilet. Cheat.
Oh, to hear me.
No, now. Why the laugh now? No, you're asking me a question and you want me to answer.
I don't collect visitor.
Let me answer the let me be honest with you. Okay. If I understand the question very
cheating
well.
Cheating in a relationship, being unfaithful, being dishonest. Should I give you another meaning?
Okay.
Oh, somebody, can you help me?
Being unfaithful.
Somebody say you're a politician. Oh yeah, I remember you used to be you were once a governor how do you say it? I'm not good with politics.
No, I'm not going to come here. I wouldn't, because of me, you drag politicians, because indirectly, you know, that person is trying to
it's
say maybe
that. Politician.
No, I'm not going to, no, like, you're asking me a question. This is about Adewale Omoni now, right?
Yeah.
You're asking me a question, you know, mm-hmm. If I, what do you call that thing again?
Cheat,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cheating what? Exams and you know like.
Yeah. Now you know the meaning. I got you.
Yeah. Now cheating exam.
When I say cheating in your marriage, what does that mean?
Yeah, because we're not writing anything in marriage. I mean, we cheat for what? No, I don't understand. You know, like you need to.
This one is making me sing Fuji.
See, the thing is, Samba, you must understand something. Yeah.
I'm trying. Okay, let's talk about financial pressure in the marriage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's better.
Money. Does it break relationship?
As fast as anything. I'm telling you. Nothing breaks relationship faster
because
than
it exposes,
money.
You know, struggles in a relationship.
Yes. And you see, no, when I say break, because like a lot of you will be looking at, maybe I'm trying to put the blame on the women. No. You remember I said something the other time, as a man, when you don't have money, and maybe you are the type that used to, you understand, you are definitely going to start malfunctioning at home. You are not going to be getting things right. And what we don't know as men is that the other person that you are doing this to, even if she's trying to understand, even if she's trying to like support, you understand, mm-hmm. You're always coming aggressive, you're always doing this. You know, making frustrating her life as if she's the one way she's part of the problem.
Hey, I'm not here. I think we'll have to come back and visit this issue because this man he carry blood come tonight.
Yes, now you know,
and
like,
you know what, your girl always ready. So you know what, let's talk about this. Do you believe in therapy before marriage?
Before marriage, no.
Why?
What is it gonna do? It's not gonna change your mentals. It's not gonna see. If you see the future, you know what you are, you know, going into, then maybe that will work. The only thing I would say to people is this: as you grow in your relationship, you understand, always look around you. When you start feeling pressure, then maybe the model or the template that you used is no more working. You have to revisit and add in one or two things, you understand, that will make your relationship work.
Okay, what about during marriage?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Marriage is about two individuals. You see, third party is not needed.
No, I don't see therapy as a third party. Because this, like, you talk to people about marriages, problems they are having.
Who's going to give you the therapy? Huh? Let me see the CV of the, you know, that therapist. Is he married? How long has he been married? You know, just like somebody telling you how to spend your money, you know. And this is somebody has ever made one couple in his entire life, you know. So, what I'm saying, Saba, you need to understand.
Okay,
something.
Somebody said this man is very intelligent and his way of responding to the questions causes different strokes for different. I can't read the rest. Thank you, Michael. Okay, you know what? I think we will need to come back to be continued. Because, yeah, he's very intelligent. I give him that. And he's also a politician. So, tonight, we told uncomfortable truths. Not to discourage marriage, but to strengthen it. Marriage falls when communication stops. When respect fades, growth becomes optional, and ego becomes louder than love. But marriage survives when two people choose each other daily, when they fight the problem, not each other. Yeah, you should learn to fight the problem and not to fight each other. And also when they heal individually.
So before you conclude, can I just chip in something for the last, now just one statement, yeah?
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that, yeah. You see, marriage is not something ordinary. It is extraordinary.
Definitely.
And it is two people choosing themselves again and again,
again
to learn, to adapt, to forgive, and to grow. Despite countless ways things could fall apart,
yeah.
That is what make marriage. And that would be my closing remark. Forgive, adapt, learn, grow. There will be challenges, but continuously be doing this,
yeah.
And you have a successful
marriage. Because
marriage
is not magic. It's not a fairy tale. it is maintenance. You need to maintain it.
Yeah.
Like you say, like the road, every time they have to maintain it, because if they don't, you know, the tires will stop, accidents will happen. So that is what marriage is all about. And tonight, you know, we've set the truth and we've talked about the truth. The person you marry is not the hardest part. The hardest part is the person you refuse to become. I'll say that again. The person you marry is not the hardest part. The hardest part is the person you refuse to become. Because the same marriage is an institution. Because you keep learning every day.
Learning, yeah.
You need to study your partner. Your partner needs to study you. You need to learn from each other. You need to watch each other. Some don't speak in their marriage. Some don't. Maybe because it's their nature. Learn. Be watchful. And above all, communicate. It is very important. Anyway, I'm going to bring this man back here because I know you've got a lot of questions to ask him. And I'm also going to bring Tito here because it seems he's got a lot to say. Maybe he should come and speak for himself.
For himself.
So I love you guys. Thank you so much, Mr. Money, for coming on Cladded. This is Radio Africana. For today, I will say good night. It's good. Your girl, Samba. And from my guest,
have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
this night will never end. I'm praying that you'll never love another. Baby, I'm hoping that this love will never die. So let me take you away. Girl, I want you in my world. You got my back and I got yours. I'ma protect you with my life. I'ma give you all I got, 'cause without you I got nothing. So I'm hoping that this love gon' last forever. Take you.